Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Because Italian cuisine is so popular in the States, you don't have to travel to Bella Italia to enjoy its many manifestations. One of the most popular dishes that we have comes at the end of the meal, and it's a welcome treat. So, Chef Jerry Pellegrino, what can you tell us about that lovely bowl of goodness called tiramisu?
Yeah, right. Well, it's true, a classic. You know, the components are usually some sort of coffee-soaked ladyfinger, a rich, creamy mixture of mascarpone, eggs, and sugar, and then sometimes fresh cream, whipped cream, and definitely a dusting of cocoa powder.
Mm-hmm.
The word actually means, like, pick me up or cheer me up.
Oh, how about that?
And it's known for, like, the whole idea is the balance of the sort of bitterness of the coffee, the richness of the cream, and then the chocolate flavors. Mm-hmm. Often with a hint of some sort of liqueur like rum or marsala. It's made in layers, you know, which is always a little time-consuming, but fun. And, you know, refrigerated, and then you easily served, like, in slices or individual cups or bowls.
Mm-hmm. Is it hard to make?
Well, you know, here's the deal. People use ladyfingers as sort of the cake.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy them, yeah. I think if you want to get serious and make your own ladyfingers, that definitely adds a level of complexity, but not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people who just use sort of a vanilla sponge cake.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, which you can, if you can either whip up or buy a box, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, and make a cake and just cut them into strips or use them. And then the only other thing is that it's, I think, kind of crucial because there's not a lot of it in the dish. You need to have a very strong espresso rather than just some kind of tepid coffee, you know. And the idea, I think one of the biggest failures or screw-ups in the dish is people soak the ladyfingers in the coffee for way too long.
Oh.
You're supposed to just breeze them by the coffee, having it touch the coffee for literally like 2 seconds, and only being soaked on one side, not both, which, you know, I think if you soak them too long, you end up with a very liquidy dessert, which won't hold shape sometimes.
Yeah. Are there some variations that you can try to make it all a little bit different?
Yes, certainly. And I think one of the variations is the liquor you use.
Mm-hmm.
I like Marsala as the liquor, obviously not as sweet as some people often use rum, which is delicious. Coffee liqueur, I've seen. Bailey's is another sort of different version, but your liqueur choice is going to have actually a strong influence over the flavor of the dish. Another thing is around the holidays, I see people making things like eggnog tiramisu.
Oh, my.
You know, instead of using just whipped cream, using eggnog as the base for the custard, which is great. But, yeah, I think, though, you know, I don't like to screw too much with a classic.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but I think that if with a little bit of practice, this could be your go-to dessert. And again, not really hard to make.
Well, let's put a recipe on the website so people can give it a shot.
Of course.
Okay. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.